Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Yo, what's good? Welcome to another episode of Fun with Dumb. Today I have some very special guests all the way from South Korea, by the way of California.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Two young rappers who've been rapping and coming up in the scene in America as well as Korea. By the names of Juno Flow,
yo,
and Los.
What's up? What's up?
How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Happening, chilling.
Yeah. How's your brief visit in Los Angeles?
Oh man, it's been busy for me working on my EP, shooting videos and all that.
Both of you guys are out here working, right?
Yeah. I came out this past weekend for a quick music video shoot. Yeah. These short trips are killing me though.
Yeah. You guys live in Korea now, and every time you guys visit, it's like a quick thing for like a show or like something, right? Like mm-hmm. Shooting videos and stuff.
Right, for work.
Yeah, is that tough just squeezing in all those stuff, like quick visits to your family and all that stuff at the same time?
Yeah, that should get tiring, right?
Yeah, it sucks because, you know, I got my oldest son out here, and I'm trying to spend some time with him, but, you know, I got to work, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Damn. How old is your son?
He's 11 now.
11?
Yeah, man.
Damn, bro. I was going to start out-rapping you, bro. That's wild. So, so let's talk about you guys. Are you guys both from L.A., right?
Yeah.
Southern California.
Yes, sir.
And then when did you guys move over to Korea to pursue the Korean rap scene?
I went maybe about like, it's been almost 2 years now.
Mm, 2 years.
Yeah, since I went to Korea.
How about you?
Yeah, same.
Yeah, you guys.
I think we both went around the same time, right?
Almost. So. You went a
very,
little.
Very like similar.
Yeah. You went like a year before me, I think.
Yeah.
You guys are pretty much, besides Tiger JK, are the only two like Southern Cali Kyopos out there. Kyopos, which means like foreigner. That's out there, right? Doing in the rap scene.
I was thinking about that.
Like, who's so. The other cats? Like
Kilograms.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You got like Nafla and Lupi, I guess. That, but they're like more from Korea.
Yeah,
and they lived mm-hmm. here for a while.
Right. Yeah.
And then took our culture. No, I'm playing. Shout out to Lupi and Nafla.
Yeah. Shout out to them, man.
Yeah. I mean, are you guys pretty adjusted in Korea now, or what? Like, how's that? Like,
it's more comfortable for me now. More comfortable.
Yeah.
It's more comfortable? Like, what do you mean?
Like, than I was. Like, I'm more comfortable there now than I was 2 years ago.
Like, you like tteokbokki better than tacos and shit?
Nah.
That's what you mean or what?
Nah, I'm like, not like getting around and, you know, business. I mean, business is business everywhere, but they have a different way of doing business out there. Music industry.
What made you guys initially want to go out there? Because I've known both of you guys, and you guys were doing music out here too. You know, the grind, going through it all the same shit, you know, shows, all that. What made you want to go out there?
You know what? The money. I just, you know, I was doing my stuff out here, and I was like, I just got back to doing like my rap and stuff and took it seriously.
Yeah.
Right before I left. So like a year before I left Korea. And then I wanted to make a song in Korean just so my mom could like understand what I'm talking about. Mm. And then, you know, I got offered a deal out in Korea.
Yeah.
And I ended up taking it.
So you wanted to do a Korean song so your mom like takes your shit seriously, like.
Nah, I just, you know, she's been through a lot of shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just kind of wanted to let her know I appreciate it, You know what I mean? Yeah. I appreciate everything she done for
what,
me.
What was that first song, like the Korean song? Like, what was it about?
Did you release that?
I didn't. I ended up releasing...
It was just for your mom.
You know what? It was harder than I thought. Like, I spoke Korean before I left, but in Korea, it's like, yeah, I can't speak Korean.
I'm about to kill this shit.
Yeah.
Sat there like, fuck.
My first Korean song I released out in Korea was All the Way Gone, produced by Youngin.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It was pretty tough, right? To like go write in Korean and...
Yeah, I had people helping me, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, how do I say this? How do I say that?
Should check out my Korean for Dummies series. You might learn something.
I do, actually. I do.
You learn a couple things.
I'm thinking about teaching you some shit. You know?
Yeah. Juno, how about you? I mean, you know, how was that transition? Because you're not originally a Korean rapper, like rapping in Korean either.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, like for me, I was just working out in LA and like making music. And then there were some opportunities that popped up. And then the whole, you know, show me thing happened.
Yeah.
And after that, I got a deal out in Korea too. It was a really good opportunity from Drunken Tiger. So that's when I was like, you know what? I got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
This probably gonna change my life. I don't know, for better or for worse. I don't, like, to me at that point, I didn't really care because I wanted to do music, like, for a living. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna just do it.
And you guys were kind of preparing, I guess, to before going into that competition, like the Show Me the Money rap show competition, like you guys were preparing like your Korean bars before trying to do that, right?
Yeah,
like training.
Yeah, I was studying that shit for like a month straight. Just all I did was listen to Korean music, watch Korean movies, and write down like all the vocab words I didn't know. And
does
I
was that like, does I, that work? Like while you guys were, you know, soaking all that in, like the TV shows and all that, was that working? Like,
yeah. Yeah, for me it was.
Yeah.
Because like I would just keep studying all these vocab words. You know, it's kind of like in school when you study for, you know, for like the SATs or some shit where you like memorize words and then all of a sudden while you're talking, you just think of these words and you're like, oh, you know, like using all these harder vocabs.
Yeah. No, I got to say I'm pretty impressed because, I mean, just picking up because we speak, you know, like very... Going into it, like very little Korean. I think all of us spoke like kind of the same amount, you know, in the early days. Maybe you guys are better than me now, but and then like just putting that into raps is like that's a whole nother thing, you know? Yeah. It's like you can know the language, but like spitting dope shit is not easy, you know?
Right.
Like, I mean, it's hard. I think, but there's like a flavor that like a Korean American could bring to that. That I feel like a lot of Koreans can't either have, something they don't have either.
Yeah.
Because they don't say certain things like the same way we do. Like if we think of like a hook or whatever, like they might not think of it in the same way.
Right. Like certain expressions.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah. So when they hear that, they'd be like, oh, I've never heard this explained this way before.
Yeah. I mean, like for a lot of the Korean Americans that's moved into Korea too, they've helped kind of push the culture forward, right? Like the Tiger JKs or a lot of early on people, whether it's even Jay Park or Jesse, all these cats, they went over there and kind of helped push the culture a little bit, you know?
Yeah. They definitely did. And, you know, I think in a way they put all of us on when they didn't have to, you know what I mean? They could have just went with the Korean wave and just kept on doing their stuff. But, yeah, I think it's, you know, we all have pride from, you know, where we come from.
Yeah.
You know, that's making us keep on, you know, talking about L.A. or New
York. You guys definitely have like, you guys have definitely brought a lot of the West Coast, you know, vibes to Korea.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yo, I made all of Korea throw up the dove sign through national television.
Yeah, let's. I know that one of your hot singles, Ada Show Me the Money, was the West Coast joint.
Yeah.
And, you know, throwing up the dub. Yeah. And that was wild. Like, that was pretty much, I mean, obviously, you know, throwing up the dub, like, that's been around for a long time.
Right.
But, like, Korea really wasn't on that, really. They didn't know about that, really.
Or something. They didn't know what it was, so they'd be like, how do you do it?
And like, the rappers knew, but, like, people, just the general public didn't know.
Right.
So they're over there, like, I don't think the fingers were even trained to do that. Like, you know, they had to use the other hand to put the finger over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, was that a trip just seeing cats throw up the dub like in the crowd? Yeah. The sea of people.
Yeah, that was kind of like, at first it was kind of funny to me because I was performing and then, you know, when that song came out, Pitro, like when it came up, I was like, yo, throw the dubs up. And then it just, a sea of Korean people, they're just like all like trying to do it.
Yeah.
And then I see a bunch of West Sides in the air like that. And I was like, wow, it's kind of crazy. Like they would never throw, you know, like the West Side sign up.
Right.
Yeah, but then it was kind of cool because like for me, it felt like for the first time I kind of like impacted something. So it made people like have a reason to do something that they normally won't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like it felt like a stepping stone for me as like an artist too, because especially coming out on a show and then being kind of like the kid in the bedroom, like, you know, with the studio bedroom, like, bedroom studio, and then like just coming out to having people know who I am. Yeah.
That's sick. Yeah, so that's sick. Cool. I mean, that's why it's like, and you know, to be honest, it's like when you do music out there too, it's still pretty global. You know what I mean? It's not just like Korea scene, obviously, because this music has gone like so far and stuff. Like,
yeah. I think more people from the States listen to my music. I tell you the truth.
Right. Yeah. Right. I think it's like a bridge for Korean rap listeners and then the non-Koreans who also fuck with like Korean music.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to take some time to tell you guys about a service I've been using called Audible. With Audible, you get access to an unbeatable selection of audiobooks, including bestsellers, motivation, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs, and more. And you can listen on any device, anytime, anywhere, at home, at the gym, on your commute, or just on the go. You'll also enjoy easy audiobook exchanges, rollover credits, and an audiobook library you keep forever, even if you cancel. This has been a great way for me to get through some of my favorite books. Originally, when I started this one book called Sapiens, I didn't have much time to read it, but I downloaded it on Audible, and on my commutes in Los Angeles, sometimes it takes 45 minutes to an hour. I've just been breezing through it. It's been great at the gym because there's also like fitness routines you can get through. And right now, if you go on audible.com/FWD, which stands for Fun With Dumb, or text FWD to 500-500, you can get your first 30 days free. So you can try it out for free, you know, and see how it works out for you. And I promise you, you're going to love it. Also, you know, Audible like just has a crazy selection of books. Like with all the members right now, you can get 3 titles every month and 1 audio book and 2 Audible originals you can't hear anywhere else. So they got original Audible content there. And as I repeat again, you can go to audible.com/FWD or text FWD to 500-500 and you can get your first 30 days free. So go in and put that code in and listen for a change. Casper is a sleep brand that makes expertly designed products to help you get your best rest one night at a time. And you spend 1/3 of your life sleeping, so you want to sleep comfortable. I may spend more than 1/3, actually. And with their breathable design, it helps you sleep cool and regulates your body temperature throughout the night, especially for someone like me who tosses and turns. And with over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google, Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress. Casper also offers a wide array of other products like pillows and sheets to ensure an overall better sleep experience. And there's free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada. And there's no excuses because you can right now go through Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial and not feel bad at all about your purchase because you can use it for free for 100 nights. And I'll tell you right now, my personal experience, I probably got the best sleep of my life on this mattress. Heard so much about it through the internet, through my friends. I had to try it out, slept on it, loved it, kept it. And right now, you can spend $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/dumb and using my promo code DUMB, D-U-M-B. Terms and conditions do apply, but $50 on select mattresses right now at casper.com/dumb. Give it a try. There's nothing to lose. Best mattress I ever use. You're like tatted up from like head down.
Yeah.
Like literally top of your head is tatted up. Like, is that like crazy out there? Cause I know that's not something you see on like TV often.
Yeah. You don't see it on TV at all.
Cause they make you cover that shit, right?
Yeah. They make me like put tape on it and shit.
But, yeah, I remember there was a show. Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I remember during the show, there was a scene where he didn't have it like covered up.
Yeah.
And then on TV, he just came out as one big blur.
Yeah.
Did they blur your face too or what?
Fuck that show, by the way, bro.
They just blurred everything.
It's like some eating show and shit. And
it's like, yo, is Lowe showing titties or what? What's going on right now?
No, they're like, you have a hat? And I was like, no. And they're just like, oh, fuck.
Damn, so they just blurred your shit.
Yeah. But I mean, it's cool. Whatever. You know what I mean? Fuck that show. But I forgot what that show's name was called. Whatever. But yeah, some people look at me crazy. Some people like very little bit, like a low percentage, like really fuck with it. They're like, that's like in Korean, it's like, boy, so like that's it's dope that, you know, you do what like a lot of other people in Korea don't. Because yeah. It's like, I want to get tatted, and I believe in my craft, so yeah. It's like, I'm not worried about anything, so, you know what I mean?
I think the thing is, it's like, it's a tough balance as, like, a Korean-American going out there, because you have your one side where you want to respect things, how they do it, mm-hmm. but the other side of you also wants to kind of, like, push the fucking boundaries and maybe change shit, right? And, like, people have gone out there and changed the perception of things. I mean, remember, like, Jessie went out there, and when she was on variety shows early on, and she was not conducting herself the way, like, you know, they expect women to behave on television, you know? Right. But it did change shit. And then, like, now it's more edgier. Like, girls can go on there and say crazier shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How do you, like, do you... Is it tough kind of doing that a little bit? Because I know even on radio shows, like right now we're like cursing and just talking shit and just saying whatever the fuck. But over there, like I've gone on a radio show and you have to address each other like in that polite manner.
Right.
Even if you're like friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the radio host is like the homie and I still have to be like, oh, 그러니까요. Like, you know.
Yeah. It's easy for you to do it, but it's not easy for like to get accepted. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be easily accepted over there. Just like Jessie, she does her thing.
Yeah.
You know? But that's like, you know, they see that and that's like something different. So then they get drawn to, you know, to Jessie. So it's like, because it's like, oh shit, like that's dope. Like, that's something we never seen before. So it's like I think it's risky. But for me, I can't speak for nobody else. But for me, I got to do that because it's like, I'm not switching up my style for nobody. Mm. I'm not going to get my tattoos removed for nobody. And they're just going to have to deal with me, you know? So,
Real shit.
Real shit.
And it's banging on, banging on the industry right now.
Banging on phone with them, you know what
I'm saying? What do you guys not like about the industry out there? Because obviously it has still, you know, you guys gone out there. It has treated you well at this point. Like, you guys, mm-hmm. you know, have a career out there doing shows, getting paid. Like, is there something that you guys are not feeling about how things operate over there?
It's fucking, I plead the fifth on that one.
I mean, the business is,
you know,
definitely.
What? I think we're both very appreciative of.
I think it's just like,
you know, the industry out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's all about, like, maintaining the balance between kind of adapting and not conforming, but, you know, kind of respecting the ways that they do it and that the Korean industry has done it for however long, you know. But at the same time, like Lo said, staying true to yourself and just not, like, conforming all the way. Because just because they say, like, oh, we want this kind of song. Like, oh, you know what? The Korean audience will like this type of like melody more, like these sounds better. So it's like for me, the past few years have been it's been like a challenge, but it's also been kind of fun at the same time. Cause it's like, I'm trying to like use my own style to adapt into like a new industry that I was not a part of before.
Right.
Yeah. So it is a struggle, but I mean, I wouldn't say I have like any complaints. It's just like, I just got to.
And I feel like what you guys' sound too, like, it's not like you guys have really changed up any of the sounds. I mean, maybe like the language, but other than that, there hasn't been songs that I feel like, because there is a Korean rap like beat sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like very chill, like kind of like
It's like K-pop and
K-R&B-ish, you know, like you can play that in the coffee shop and enjoy a latte type joint. You know what I mean? Yeah. While they spit bars over it and shit. Like they serenade you.
You know, those are the hits.
Oh, that's my style.
Those are the hits right there, though. You know what I mean?
That shit is soothing. I'm not even gonna lie. You know, like the joints are just chill. Like you could be at the coffee shop and shit with a girl, and it's like a nice little background like tone. Makes you feel happy.
That's actually the style of music that I started making when I first started music.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like I was in love with like Nujabes.
That's true. Yeah.
Just like the whole like jazz, hip hop, like the whole Japanese movement too.
Right.
When it comes to that side of music, and like that was my shit.
Yeah, the chill beats while it's raining and shit. You look out the rain and shit. Right. You wonder what you're doing with your life and shit. Like.
I was never into that type of shit. So, like, so me, I didn't even pay attention to the music playing in the cafe unless like they played my song, but they barely do. You know what I mean? Like. I mean, one time they played a couple songs, but
yeah, you guys are kind of a juxtaposition of like two different styles from kind of LA coming out. I feel like,
yeah, but I mean, Juno, his last album, bro, that shit was hard. Like, yeah. I texted him right after it came out, and I was like, yo, this shit's one of the hardest, like probably the hardest album that came out in my opinion in Korea from a Korean artist.
Oh, damn!
You know what I mean?
You heard that review from Lowe's, bro?
Because it was like co-sign. real hip hop shit. You know what I mean? It was like real really. Like. You know,
that's true. I heard it and it was like really, that's why I said it didn't sound like just what the Korean sound is for rap, K-rap shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate saying K-rap. Like, what the fuck?
Crap.
I think that's why I say K-rap. You can't really put that one together and make it sound show. Nah.
You can call it K-hop.
It's like, what is it? Is it called K-rap or what? What's the...
It's called like...
Just Korean K-hip-hop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
K-hip-hop.
Yeah, K-hip-hop.
I mean, to me, it's like, man, I'll pay attention to none of that shit. Because it's like, rap is rap wherever you go. You know what I mean? It's just about the culture, you know? We just have a different way of expressing, you know, our culture. You know?
Yeah. I mean, also, just, I mean, let me talk about you, Los, real quick. I've known you for a pretty long time. Like, we've known each other probably like 10 years or something
more
around
than that.
Yeah. Maybe more than that. Yeah. I mean, and you've been through a lot before even going to Korea. You've been like in and out of jail, which is very like uncommon for people out there. I feel like, you know, coming like serving time and going into like the music industry. I can't probably name like one motherfucker really, but yeah, man. Like, I mean, you've had a pretty intense journey. I remember you were like working construction and on your off time, you should get some studio time with the money you earned and shit. Yeah. How's that journey been, bro? I'm pretty proud to see you like out there, like, you know, when I see anything you do, whether it's on TV, all of a sudden with like K-pop dancers behind you and shit, I'm like, damn, bro.
Oh, you saw that? You know, that it was a hell of a journey, and it still is a hell of a journey, just because you can't ever escape that type of lifestyle that I lived in, and it's hard to escape LA culture, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't want to escape it. I just don't want to glorify and you know, push negativity, you know what I mean? Although in my songs, like, you might, you know, hear some shit, but that's just what I went through, you know? And I mean, it was a hell of a journey. I learned a lot. That's probably the best thing, about what I went through. But I am proud of myself, and that's what keeps me, you know, going, you know, keeps me grinding harder, because I come back here to LA and I see like the county jail buses like right next to me on the freeway, and I'm like, oh fuck. Like, I see homies like getting out, and you know, there's homies that are locked up like hitting me up on DM, like, you know, and showing me love, and it's all a reminder of what I went through. And
I mean, you did pull yourself out of that and then go, I mean, out there, and what you've done out there already is pretty incredible for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying my best, you know.
And you got kids. Like,
yeah, I got two boys.
That's even rarer over there.
For it is rare.
A lot of the rapper dudes in general.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like a lot of that shit is, you know, it's a privilege when you're able to like follow your dreams and do what you love and shit. You know, it's a privilege, especially because there's people who have like way tougher circumstances. You know, to actually, it's not like some motherfuckers is just like, that's all I do, rap. Like, most motherfuckers, like, they have to take care of all this other shit before they could even get to that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I needed Yeah, man, I was working construction. I was showing up to work late a whole bunch of times, falling asleep in the parking lot of the job site because I was at the studio, like, the last night, you know what I mean? Like, taking my son with me, and he was, like, 7 at the time, 7, 8. And, like, you know, he didn't get to go home and play video games or, you know, do his homework, like, on a desk or anything.
Like, well, especially, was it like, when you got out of jail, like, was it hard? It was probably hard to get, like, jobs just off the jump, right, with, like, a criminal record and stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty much fucked up. Like, you go to the parole, like, they have, like, this orientation, and they tell you straight out the gate, like, look, 75% of you are going to go back. So, you know,
it's not very encouraging.
No, it's not. It's not. So, like, you know, shout out Homeboy Industries, man. They really looked up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're the reason how I got my union iron worker job, you know, and not everyone gets to be in the union, you know.
Homeboy Industries is, why don't you explain what that is?
It's a gang rehabilitation center, and they help you, like, you know, they accept people that want change for themselves, and they teach you how to, like, basically function out here as a normal civilian, like,
right,
instead of you know, as a gang member.
They'll like hire you at their facilities. They own, like, they have restaurants,
and yeah, they have a restaurant, Homegirl Cafe,
and their whole, like, staff is like ex whether gang members or, you know, from different backgrounds, and they've been locked up, but as soon as they come out, they'll give them, like, jobs and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I've worked there for, like, 3 years, and they, you know, like, the pay wasn't, you know, all high or nothing like that, but we got to see a paycheck, and we got to see that tax return, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
You know, we seen a lot of people came through while I was there. I met J-Rock over there. I met...
you got, like, a cover shot by Estevan Oreo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was on XXL in 2009 the connections at Homeboy.
That's tight.
We even have, like, a little, like, album out, like, somewhere.
That's fucking crazy. 2009, that was fucking 10 years ago, bro.
Yeah, man, that's
God
crazy.
God damn,
crazy.
Bro. We're fucking shit. Getting up there, shit. All right.
Yeah. But shout out Homeboy Industries, man. If it wasn't for them, I really don't know where I would be.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Juno, how has it been, like, you signed to Feel Good Music?
Yeah.
That's the label run by Tiger JK, Drunken Tiger, and Yun Mire, Busy. That's the family over there.
Yeah.
How's that experience been? You know, because, I mean, obviously for all of us, we see Tiger JK as an OG who's kind of, like, really specifically us, you know, because we're Korean rappers from Los Angeles, and he happens to be from here, who's now the godfather of hip hop out there. And I stay in contact with him. He'll call me, like, once in a while, check up on me.
Right.
How's that experience been? I mean, I feel like that ultimately would be a great match right there.
Yeah. It's been wild. Ever since I decided to, you know, really pursue music as my full-time career. You know, it was a dream, but I kind of readied myself up for it, and then I feel like there's just good opportunities at good timing, and all the way up till now, it's been pretty crazy. I never thought I would be in this situation. You know, it's like as soon as I went there, one thing that Tiger told me, he's like, yo, I know that you're gonna adapt, you know, to the Korean ways while you're out here. I know you're gonna make music, you know, of course you gotta learn the language.
Yeah.
But one thing that I remember very vividly is him telling me, just like, don't ever lose your flavor. Because when I was adapting, he said that there were a lot of times where he, like, got lost in his own head too.
Because he felt like the pressure of, like,
yeah. Yeah, because even he said that, I think he said, like, it was up until his fifth album where he wasn't that comfortable writing in Korean. But then, like, after that, he was like, bam, like, it's easy.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, I feel like for both of us, that's the greatest struggle is, you know, like, we got into rapping because we could communicate effectively and like fuck with the language and, yeah. and like have fun with it because we can manipulate it. But because it's a new language, it's like we gotta like start from the bottom again.
Yeah. Were there times where you write a line and you'd like run it by, you know, one of the rapper homies?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, nah, that shit's whack.
All the time. All the time. Like I would rap my shit. Like, I would rap my whole song out. And then I would run it by like one of the producer Hyungs. I'd be like, Hyung, you gonna pop out? And I'd be like, is this expression or saying like correct? Or is it weird? Is it awkward? And then, you know, they would correct me. Like, oh, you don't really say it like that. And then a lot of the time they'd be like, damn, you kill pull.
right.
Be like, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I'll write some shit in Korean and it's just like, oh, this shit is hard. And I'll run it by people. They're like, nah, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like,
sometimes you got to do that, man. Sometimes I feel like.
That's why it's tough because sometimes I feel like, fuck it. Like, even if it's kind of wrong, like, why can't I just do it?
Yeah, exactly.
Because we do that shit in, like, even in English rap, right?
Yeah.
Like, we'll say something, like, that's not grammatically correct, but it's kind of unique and weird and special in kind of a way. Yeah. That's why I feel like it's hard when you go into another language because sometimes I can't even trust the people correcting me grammatically. Because mm-hmm. It's like, what if I just want to be abstract?
Yeah.
You know, right, like,
right,
shit.
Right.
What's, you know, so JK, like, doesn't, he's completely open to you creatively doing your thing, right?
Yeah.
There's no pressure into, you know, fitting the mold of the Korean music scene.
Yeah, like this last, the album that I just dropped called Statues. So when I was making that, there was no, like, nobody telling me, like, hey, you should do this, you should try that. They just kind of left me to, you know, the label just kind of left me to do my own thing. And then once I was almost done with it, that's when I played it for them. And I was like, hey, so this is what I prepared. So it's like from the jump, they didn't really get in the way creatively. They just let me be free. And yeah, and I'm thankful for that because I feel like because of that, the album came out the way it did. And I think up till now, like, this is the best music that I've made personally.
That's dope. Yeah. That's dope.
So I hope everyone else fucks with it too.
I'll say too, I think like when you make music out there, I mean, at least for me, I feel like I could probably be more focused out there. I get distracted too. America's freedoms just fuck me the fuck up, bro. Like, I am too free here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, like drugs are too easy to obtain. And I'm like, nah, bro. Like, yeah, it's just too much. It's that's why I always say though, creativity is like you come out with more amazing creativity when you actually have more restrictions and boundaries because you learn to work with that and you find creative ways to work with that. Mm. Like, I used to go to an open mic where they had rules. After when you sign up to perform on the stage, they had rules. And this was in South Central. And one of the rules was like, you can't say the N-word, right? This was to like everybody, all black rappers, whatever. You can't say the N-word. You can't curse. And this was like those gangster rappers, like super abstract dudes. But what came out of that was like crazy different, unique styles. This is Project Blowed, by the way. And this is like, they had the most crazy, unique styles because of those boundaries. You know what I mean? And, you know, like amazing things come out of those limitations. People think it's just, if you just have the complete freedom. Nah, you got to have restrictions and rules to create that foundation for yourself. Right. You got to learn the rules before you break them.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, you know.
Facts.
What's, you know, you guys are from LA and you guys grew up with mad like Korean food and shit. Like, and you know, there's like a different taste to Korean food out here. Some people argue like Korean food tastes better for certain things. Would you agree with that?
Korean food tastes better with what?
No, like Korean food in Los Angeles.
Some does. Yeah, like
what?
Yukgaejang.
Yukgaejang?
Yeah, it's like, you know how it's that like spicier here?
That spicy beef soup, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, it's spicier here, and it's like, you know, it's...
Yeah. What Korean food do you like better here, Juno?
That, to me, that's kind of weird, because I've never felt that.
You never felt like Los Angeles Korean food?
Yeah, yeah, because I heard people say that too, but to me, it's like, no, the Korean food in Korea is like, that's like...
There's some fire shit, yeah. Crazy. I mean, there's a couple things, there, I don't know, I still... I don't know. I'm like very American palate. Yeah. I think they do treat Korean food like it tastes different here.
Yeah.
Some of the meat tastes different, you know.
I mean, like,
I like the shit with chemicals in it. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, me too. But I mean, I fuck with like everything. So it's like food's food for me.
So. What do you guys miss the most? Like, what kind of food when you're out there? Because obviously you don't have the variety of options.
Bro, tacos.
Carne asada tacos?
Nah, lengua tacos.
Lengua, okay. Yeah.
They don't have they have tacos out in Korea.
Tongue tacos.
Yeah.
But it's like very, very disappointing, like all the tacos in Korea.
I'm surprised they don't have lengua tacos out there, considering like Asians eat every part of the animal.
They do got some like taco spots over there. I haven't been to like a whole bunch of them, but I've been to one.
Mm. Your name is Love Spot. You better go everywhere.
but I miss like Tan's burgers and shit, like Olympic burger, you know what I mean? Those kind of
just a little corner hood spots.
It's fire, and like they don't have that over there, you know what I mean? I don't miss like In-N-Out too much, like, or tacos.
In-N-Out's fire, bro.
In-N-Out is fire, but it's something, it's just something I don't crave like that.
Yeah. What if you guys had any obviously Korea, I mean, right now I guess it's like the two biggest genres, like K-pop and like rap music out there. And you guys, obviously, when you guys rappers do shows out there, you're running into K-pop artists all the time. Like, what is one K-pop artist you would collaborate with?
Shit,
you just gotta pick one. I don't care if you don't fuck with K-pop, whatever the fuck, you gotta pick one.
I'd pick RM from BTS.
Oh, Rap Monster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
but he's a rapper too.
Yeah. He's a rapper and I've heard his rhymes and like just the songs that he made.
You like his raps and everything.
Like, he's good.
Yeah.
He's dope at what he does. And I think people just, I guess like the hip hop community might not favor him just because he's in K-pop, but I think he's dope at what he does. Plus, like, when he was on the last DT album, like, that the track that they did together, that shit went number one on iTunes, and that was crazy.
Yeah, that's the power of the BTS. Yeah. I tweeted the other day, I was like, what if the 2-year mandatory army service was to join the BTS army in Korea, like, instead of the regular army? That'd be wild. All right, how about you?
Man, I don't know if he's considered K-pop.
Who?
You talking about I even forgot his name, bro. What the fuck is his name?
Don't act like you don't know. You got that shit tatted on.
Nah, he was the judge for Show Me the Money 5.
Uh-huh. Which one?
He sings.
Zion T?
Yeah. Zion T. Is he K-pop?
He's like
K-R&B.
I really want to collab with him because I think he's like super dope.
I'll tell you who I want to collaborate with. I want to collaborate with Jenny from Blackpink. Yeah. Okay, cool. I just thought I'd share that for no reason.
Oh, I met her once.
She's dope. Yeah. I like her single solo. So, thought I didn't follow that shit. I don't know what the fuck is
that. You just saw that shit last night.
I mean, is it like when you do shows and, you know, when you guys, sometimes you have an opportunity to be on like a TV thing, right? Like broadcast stuff. Are you surprised when somebody like comes up to you and like oh yeah, I fuck with you and all that stuff? Because, you know, all the cats have seen you guys on all these shows too. They follow it, they watch it, right?
Yeah.
Is there somebody you ever somebody you're like, oh shit, like I know you or I seen you and stuff, and you were kind of like starstruck?
Recently, I was kind of surprised, just like pleasantly surprised, because of Simon Dominic. He in an interview with a W Korea, I think, like they asked him what music he was listening to, and then he said he was listening to my new album on the way to like some shoot.
Yeah,
and
you know Simon, but you didn't expect him to say that.
Yeah, especially in an interview, and I was like, oh shit, that's dope. Like, shout out Soundy.
Right.
Yeah,
that's tight.
Yeah.
How about you, Los? Who's shouting you out?
Shit.
I'm shouting you out. Shout out to Los.
Dumb. You know what I mean? You know what?
I feel like Toki is a good big advocate for you, man.
Yeah, he fucking with me. You know what I mean? He shouts me out. You know what I mean? He posts me on Instagram, all that stuff. Like, you know, we have a song out Hustle. Right now called Hustle.
Yeah.
You know, and he's really fucking with my music, you know. I think out of everyone out there in Korea, you know, he really supports like this whole like West Coast thing I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is the West Coast sound like something that's pretty like accepted out there? Is it more than like the East Coast kind of boom bap vibe or what? Like, you know,
I've been told that it's by like executive heads and shit, like that, you know, of labels and people in the industry, that it's dangerous for me to hop on a West Coast beat out there. You don't know if it's gonna do well or not.
Really? But I always considered Seoul and Korea to have more of a West Coast vibe to me than an East Coast vibe. It's what do you think? I don't know. For me, I felt that more.
Well, for me, I think when I was out there like 2 years ago, that's what they told me.
Why did they tell you? It's like, oh, you man, West Coast
like,
coming?
Yeah, that's what they said. Because I was like, I was coming with like beats from producers out here.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, that shit's West. That shit sounds hard. Hmm. But I don't think Korean people, it's dangerous. That's what they said. I didn't really ask any questions. It's not like I'm gonna listen to them anyway, but that's what they told me. I just think that West Coast needs to come from, like a West Coast track needs to come from a West Coast producer. Mm. You know what I mean? Because someone might do some so-called West Coast track out there and they might fuck it all up for the next person. You know what I mean? So I'm hurrying up and working on releasing my shit so no one fucks it up for me, you know?
What's the hardest thing about like in Korean language, just the actual language itself to rap in that language? Is there like certain
slang? So it's like I don't know all the slang. We could rap like how it is like in books and shit and how we talk, but it's like a whole nother game where it's like
people don't talk like the actual translation books, right?
No. So
keeping up with the slang.
Yeah, keeping up with the slang, and I mean, I really don't know too much slang, you know what I mean, either. So it's just, the slang.
Well, they incorporate a lot of the American, the English slang with the Korean too, right? Because they'll like,
these
like,
days,
it's lit. Like, they'll throw that shit in there.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I don't know. I feel like when the Gyopos do it, it's like, oh, okay, whatever. But then when the Korean artists do it, it's like, oh, fuck, that's lit. Like, oh, that's hard.
Oh, so you're saying there's more of a shock value when they say English slang? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel that.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That it is interesting, and it's like, I could rap in all English too, but I'm not, and it's like, but they rap like they could rap like four bars in English, you know what I mean? And everyone fucks with it. But it's like if I rap like two bars in English, they're like, write some Korean bars, you know what I mean?
Yo, I feel you, bro.
That's real shit. That's real shit. So I mean, that's all like the people that comment, like we call it tekker in Korean. Mm. Like all the,
what is it called?
Tekker. Like all the comments.
Oh, tekkul. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna use that for my Korean for
dance. Yeah.
Word of the day.
You probably need to like look it up to see how it's spelled and shit. But
of course, I'm gonna look it up. All right.
What the fuck was I talking about?
No, but I think that like what you say is so true because people already expect that of us. Mm-hmm. So if we spit in English, then it's kind of like, oh, he's just spitting in English again. But then if we spit in Korean and if like something's kind of wrong or the padum is a little off, then they be all like, I don't know, he needs to do better, you know? Like,
yeah.
Because I've gotten a lot of that. I've gotten a lot of criticism for my bars, for like my lyrics and my raps because I like to write, you know, just because like I love like poetry and shit. Yeah. So like I like to write maybe a little more abstract if I can, but writing in Korean, it's almost kind of simplified what I write about. And then a lot of people like in the past 2 years, they'd be like, what is he rapping about? You know, they'd be like, what is he saying? I don't know what he's saying.
Right.
And I'd be like, no, just read it.
Yeah.
And like, I like to believe my pronunciation of the Korean language is like pretty solid.
Yeah.
So I don't know. For me, like I've gotten a lot of that too. And whenever I write in English, they'd be like, oh, he rapping in English again. Like, oh, he came to Korea because he's not going to do well in America. So
yeah, I do see that if you do too much English, like, you get called out for it over there.
Yeah.
You know? And then when a Korean dude does it, it's like, oh, damn, it sounds so cool.
Yeah.
I feel like Toki has been one dude who's, he's one of the dudes I feel like makes Korean, the actual pronunciation of Korean, like, lyrics sound like almost English in a way.
Yeah.
It sounds tight. Like that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he definitely is like the only who has that. He's kind of the only dude I could hear that has that like Korean real swag to, yeah. that's like almost sounds English when he raps in Korean.
Yeah, it's just tight. Shout out to Toki.
Yeah, shout out Toki. Toki is the young boss for real. Like, that motherfucker was like nine and shit, like running around. His first cipher was in a diaper. what is the, I mean, and also, like, I think, you know, obviously the fandom has been different. Like, people who fuck with you out there, the fandom is crazy, right? Like, what's one of the crazy, like craziest things like a fan has done out for you guys out there?
They have a day called Pepero Day in Korea. You know what Pepero is, right?
It's like it's the little, Pockies.
Yeah, Pockies. Yeah, yeah. And I was on a tour, like a Show Me the Money tour, and we're at Ulsan, and they saw us like eating at the restaurant, and it was like Pepero Day. So
that day is a day where you buy a box of Pockies or whatever. And you give them to the person you like or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, she took a picture or whatever. And later on, she came back with, like, a pack of those things. And that was dope. You know what I mean? I'm not really, like, I don't really get presents out there like that. Like, this fool probably does. But it's like.
I've seen you post on Instagram when you get presents and shit.
Yeah, like, they made me, like, cookies and shit with my face on it. It was dope. It was dope.
That's tight.
But Lo's trying to look all hard with a box of Pepero and shit. Shit. You know what it is.
Hopefully I can do a commercial.
Yeah. Well, like, how about you?
I think one of the craziest things that, or like, I don't want to say crazy because that's kind of, that might be offensive. But what, like, for me, last year I went to Germany for a show, and it was dope because, this fan who fuck with my music, she flew to Germany from Hong Kong just to see like that show.
That's wild.
And I was like, wow, that's crazy. Like, you're gonna come all the way.
You good?
Now you take a mad piss, bro.
Oh, you do? You wanna go to the bathroom real quick or what?
Yeah, yeah.
Alright, just go and just come right back though.
Sure. Right, don't get lost.
Yeah, you said, okay, she flew to Germany.
Yeah.
I mean, from Hong Kong, just to see the show.
Yeah, yeah, just to see the show. So,
was Germany closer than Korea or what?
I don't know. I'm geographically challenged. I don't know what, I don't know where things are on the map.
No, the fact, I would say it's crazy because, you know, I'm obviously coming from the hip-hop world, but then in the last couple of years, my fan base has grown into this K-pop world. So when I tour in the U.S., I'll have, like, these front two rows of diehard K-pop fans only for the fact that I don't even rap in Korean. The fact that I'm just a Korean dude, you know. And
hey, but you're in Korea a lot, doing like a lot.
I've collabed with a lot of people over the years for sure, you know. And just because, you know, I'm Korean, so I like dabbling in that. I'm like, why not, you know? But my Korean songs have been taking one Korean word and turning that shit into a hook. It's like, yum.
Yeah. But that shit catchy as hell. Yeah,
or mul. Okay, I learned that. I'm just going to take, I'm going to start taking one word and turning it into whole songs and
shit. That's better than all the hooks I made in Korean.
I try to, you know, because the last couple EPs too, like, I had a deal with like a Korean distribution company and they wanted me to do more Korean stuff. So I was out there, living out there for like 2 months. And I was in the studio. I had the homie G2 pull up, like, kind of help me. And I'm in the booth. I could not fucking do it. Like, I was, like, trying to write whole bars in it. And I couldn't get the pronunciation right.
Yeah.
And G2 was like, nah. So I'm in there, like, keep trying it. Couldn't do it. So I was like, fuck that. I'm just doing Hyung. That's the hook. I'm a Hyung. Or Mul. That was it.
What was the most Korean you've ever written on a track?
The most is probably, I would say, either... Kai Bai Bo or Mi Jang Won.
Oh yeah, Mi Jang Won was.
Mi Jang Won, but they're all like, yeah, you know, my Korean bars is always just the last word. Yeah. The last word is just gonna rhyme,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but that makes it. But that makes the whole bar sound Korean.
Yeah, I don't understand why like Korea thinks it's stupid. I'm like, that shit is hard, bro. That shit is super hard.
It's not that hard, bro.
you're doing like whole bars in Korean, right?
Yeah, right now I'm trying to make like at least like 75% like all Korean.
Has that been like something that you guys, I mean, you guys are conscious of that now too, right? As you're making these songs and what people are saying, like you were talking about how people be like, oh, this dude is just, all he does is English rap. So is that like, do you see yourself every project you're doing, like you're using more Korean and stuff?
Yeah, for sure. Because we see like the outcome, you know what I mean? Like, people want to listen to more Korean, and just I know there's some things that can't be said in Korean, so sometimes like all my hook might be, you know, English, you know what I mean, just because I just can't say certain
what
shit.
what's one thing you don't think you could say in Korean?
It's like I want it, like, okay, like, so let's say like fuck it up.
Fuck it up.
Fuck it up. You can't, it's like you could say it in Korean like chojabori or some shit, like, but it just don't sound right.
It's hard to even explain that to like the other Koreans, like, yo, how do I say fuck it up? And it's like when you try to say it in Korean, explaining it to them what that is, like, they won't even get it right.
Yeah, so I'm like, I mean, they know.
Or like what? A thought, like,
right?
How
yeah,
do you say
yeah.
thought in Korean?
You can't say like, oh, kole. Like, you can't be like, you can't say shake that ass. Like, well,
you could like
fuck that, I ain't gonna say that shit, bro. Like, it sounds weird, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah
so stuff
I mean,
that.
You can make it sound tight.
maybe after like a couple sessions at the studio or something, but
that's tight. So what's your what are you guys' next plan? I mean, you just put your project out, Statues. It's out now. You can play it on Spotify, Apple Music, other you know, all the Korean music outlets, obviously.
Yes, sir.
Your single out, Hustle with Toki, that's your latest.
Yep.
Did you ever send, I feel like you sent me that song or something like that. Wasn't I supposed to hop on something like that originally?
No, I ain't.
I'm pretty sure. he said that, I'm sure.
No, I sent you a
something that was like Hustle or something. Like,
I sent you a,
no, the hook had something like Hustle in it.
Oh shit.
Oh, yeah, some track is like Hustle. I gang. Oh.
Yeah, Hustle Till I'm Rich. Hustle Till I'm, that one.
Yeah, so that's not.
The one you never got back to me?
Yeah, happened was I had an issue with a visa. And
But you know what? There's a reason why I ain't put that song out. Like, Juno thought that song was dope.
Yeah, I saw you performed that live.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was tight.
But I mean, I don't blame you, if you know what I mean?
I mean, I just, you know, it's just not.
I should still go.
I still want to do a joint with you. I told you. We got to find the right joint, you know?
Yeah.
Let me hop in on this too.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, let's get it.
Yeah, we got to do one, all of us, actually. I've never hopped on a joint with you.
No, not
ever.
Yet. Not yet.
Yeah, we've done a couple, I think.
We got like 3 hours until Juno leaves.
I mean. To the studio. This,
we can make something happen in 3 hours, bro.
Yeah. Sure. This fool Los, stay working. So, you got, and both of you guys, while you guys were out here, shot music videos too.
Yeah.
And I feel like, is it because like the environment too? Like, you guys want to switch up the environment where you shoot the music videos? I know, like, I keep that in mind, right? Mm. Sometimes when I shoot too much in LA, it just gets too LA.
Oh, right.
And then I'm for you guys too. Like, in Korea, does it become? I notice in Korea they shoot a lot in the studio.
Yeah, they do.
It's a more lot, like the studio.
A lot of sets.
Visuals. A lot of sets.
A lot of
right?
sets. A lot of vibrant colors.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's funny because for me, like, coming from here, when I go to Korea, I want to use like all the Korean environment, like the background and stuff. But people over there, they're like, nah, we want to use like some other environment.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't seen a lot of just like, one thing I noticed is like the American hip hop music videos. There's a lot of just casual music videos where it's just outside a house, you know, in the neighborhood with some homies just walking and stuff. But a lot of Korean hip hop music videos I've noticed, well, like the higher budget, like production, is definitely all studio sets.
Yeah.
And a lot of like crazy colors and effects.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And but like for me, like like with each song, I do envision like a certain something. So because of that, I like to come out to LA because I haven't shot that many music videos yet. So I want to do more like just like casual, like chill type of shots, especially in LA, just to give off that vibe.
Yeah. palm trees.
Yeah, palm trees and shit.
Yeah, Korean artists come out here and love those palm trees in the music videos. Yeah. You got a hella West Coast one coming out.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, all my shit's going to be West Coast. Like, fuck that. I'm going in. Like, right. I'm going in.
It's like, we get it. You're from the West Coast.
Yeah. But it's like, I mean, I'm not saying like LA over again. It's just like, it's just all my music.
No, that's you, bro. You rep what it is. You ain't got nothing to be ashamed about. You got the LA hat, the Crenshaw sweater.
Ashamed of it. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Shout out Nipsey. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, bro. I'm LA as fuck. I mean, real talk.
Yeah, all right.
This guy, what a dick. All right. Nah. That's what's up, yo. Is there anything you guys want to plug before we call this a wrap right now?
You know what?
That's our alarm.
That's me.
Okay, cool.
I got an EP coming out soon. It should be out before March.
Before March? You have a name for it?
I do. It's going to be called Trouble Summer.
Trouble Summer.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. How about Statues?
Yeah, so Statues just dropped. Everybody go stream it.
What does that mean, Statues?
So the whole idea behind that album was like, you know, when great people who like shift culture and do something that changes society, like when their physical form passes, you know, when they die, like people raise another physical form of them. So it's kind of like, for me, I want to leave my statue. So it's, you know, because I always thought, what will happen if I die? Like, how will people remember me?
Right.
And, you know, of course, as a musician, like, I want to leave that through my music.
Right.
Yeah. So I wanted to.
I see. The way they remember people who pass, who are legends, like, they'll put a statue of them up.
Right. So this is like me building my own statue with my music. So
that's what's up.
Yeah. Oh, that's horror.
Yeah. I'm sure when I die, they'll put one up of me in Olympic and Western.
Yeah. In front of your portrait.
Mural. Shit. I got the mural.
Yeah.
I got the mural.
Yeah.
Damn, how do I get a mural?
Keep working, kiddo. What? Keep working on it, kiddo. No, I'm fucking with you. Yo,
a couple years.
Shout out to the homies who's killing it out in Korea. Very proud of these two right here. Juno Flow, Los, thanks for coming on. Wish you the best.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you, man.
Tune in next week to Fun with Dumb. If you guys got any guest ideas, put it down in the comments. Peace.